You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. If you like lobster and live anywhere near New York, you don't want to miss Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. This is a special recording in anticipation of the event, which goes down June 6th, 2013. The event takes place at the Metropolitan Pavilion at 125 West 18th Street in New York City. Tickets can be purchased starting March 20th at tastingtable.com/rumble2013. You think you've had good lobster rolls, but you have no idea.
Hello, this is Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I am on the line today with Caitlin Golan, the national editor of Tasting Table. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi.
Hello, hello. So today we are talking lobster rolls. It's got to be a real exciting day for the Tasting Table team because tickets have just gone on sale today for the annual Lobster Roll Rumble summer event. So I was lucky enough to attend last year and ate my fill of lobster rolls from across the country. So I know that people should be making a mad dash for these tickets. So Caitlin, for those listeners who aren't real familiar with the Lobster Roll Rumble, can you kind of set the stage for us? What's the Rumble all about? What should people expect?
Sure. So Tasting Table's Lobster Roll Rumble, this is our fourth year, and what we do is we bring 20 of what we think are the best lobster rolls in the country into one venue and have them show down their rolls against one another, and then at the end of it, we crown a winner. So the whole night is about tasting as many lobster rolls as you possibly can fit in your stomach, which is about 20. And at the end, you know, someone takes home the crown. So it's a great night.
Right. Although I will warn, my husband and I had to share each one last year because we couldn't quite fit in 20. They were filling and delicious.
Yeah, there's, you know, it can get a little rich towards the end. And, you know, there's also plenty of really delicious beverages and some desserts as well. We have Don Julio tequila cocktails. We have Stella Artois beer. There's a whole bevy of treats in addition to the lobster rolls. So you definitely have to pace yourself.
Very fun. So Caitlin, you said this is going on its fourth year. What are you and your team most excited about this year? Is there anything new? Is there anything different that people should be excited for?
Sure. I mean, I think we're definitely really excited about the contenders that we have coming on. We've got people from all over the country, restaurants from all over the country, from, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast, even the Midwest, which, you know, you wouldn't automatically think of that as a destination for lobster rolls, but we found some really fantastic ones there. So we're really excited to bring all of that talent into New York for one night only. And then we're also doing something really fun this year. We're bringing some really great dessert vendors on and doing sort of a dessert tasting area that is headed up by Haagen-Dazs. So, you know, it's summer. It's sort of our launch party to kick off summer. And what better way to do that than with lobster rolls and ice cream?
Oh, that sounds perfect. Now, I'm a fan of lobster rolls, as I'm sure you are and many of our listeners. And they can kind of range from real traditional, you know, Maine lobster to fairly unique lobster rolls with unique flavors. And I'm wondering, from your experiences, what have been some of the crowd favorites?
You know, I think it really falls into two camps. You either like your lobster rolls with the mayonnaise, sort of bound with that mayonnaise style, or you like it just really traditional, classic with butter. And most of our vendors or most of our competitors stay relatively true to form within one of those two camps. We do have the occasional little touch of originality or breaking from the mold. So one of my favorites last year, April Bloomfield from the Spotted Pig here in New York and the Breslin and John Dory, where she serves this lobster roll. She did a really delicious one that had sort of a tomato-y aspect to it and some tarragon, and that was really delicious. So, but yeah, I would say you can expect a lot, for the purists, you can expect a lot of people to be doing the tried and true, which is great.
Oh, how fun. So now, am I correct to understand that today is the first day that the contestants will be revealed?
Yes, that's correct. Everything goes live today. This is the grand announcement. So tickets go on sale today, and our full list of who's going to be on who's going to be there on June 6th.
Okay.
We'll go live today as well.
So how are the 20 competitors selected? I mean, do you try to get a regional balance? Do you try to get some repeaters, some new? What's kind of the process for the tasting table team?
Sure. It's a little bit of all of the above. We have editors in all of our different markets, which helps tremendously as we're, you know, looking for people to bring on. So it's a combination of folks that we've worked with in the past who have done the event and have sort of made an impact on it and helped us grow. And then in addition, new upcoming talent that our editors in their respective markets have identified and said, you know, this, we have to get these guys on board. So it's sort of a combination effort in that way.
Okay, great. And then here at heritageradionetwork.org, over the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, we're actually going to be interviewing a few of this year's contestants to talk lobster and kind of, you know, give people a little sneak peek into the lives of the chefs and what they'll be bringing to the Lobster Roll Rumble in June. And, you know, I'm wondering, while we're talking to just a couple of them, of course, there'll be 20. Caitlin, what are some, are there going to be some local chefs, or is it mostly from, you know, other cities outside of New York?
Oh, no, there are plenty of New York chefs. We have several New York chefs, and then, you know, a few from Maine, which is important since they sort of claim the lobster roll as their own, and then a few from the West Coast and the Midwest as well, but definitely a handful of New York chefs locally. Yeah.
Okay. And then who won the title of Best Lobster Roll last year?
It was the Clam Shack.
The Clam Shack. Oh,
from
okay.
Maine.
Okay. And are they going to be back to return their, to defend their title again this year?
They will, yes.
They will? Okay. So the other competitors kind of have their, you know, have to be really prepared for them.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. They definitely won the crowd over last year. So our new competitors have their competition cut out for them.
Okay, great. So Caitlin, can you tell our listeners where people can buy tickets, since they are on sale now, and I know they sell out fairly quickly, so people can kind of jump on that. Where can they go to purchase tickets?
You can go to tastingtable.com/rumble2013. And there you can buy tickets there, and we have general admission tickets as well as VIP tickets.
Ooh, what are the VIPers in store for?
The VIPers, there's a really amazing gift bag that we put together, as well as some special cocktails. It's a Don Julio tequila VIP pass, so lots of exciting booze as well.
That's always important. And
exactly.
is that the same website where people can go to find out who the contestants will be this year?
Yep, absolutely. You can go to tastingtable.com/rumble2013 for all of that info that goes live today.
Oh, great. All right. Well, we really encourage our listeners to go check out the website, get your tickets. Caitlin, thank you so much for giving us the lowdown on the Tasting Table's 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. HeritageRadioNetwork.org will be there at the Rumble covering the live event and stuffing our faces with lobster rolls, of course. This is Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and I've been speaking with Caitlin Golan, the national editor at Tasting Table, about this year's Lobster Roll Rumble. Be sure to tune in to Heritage Radio over the next couple days and weeks as we speak with several of the 2013 chef competitors. Thanks so much, and see you there.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.